Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Welcome along to Help I Sexted My Boss. Helpful advice for the daily struggles of modern life. Well, most of the time. Just so you know, you may find the conversations in this podcast a little bit offensive. If that's you, go and listen to something boring.
Hello and welcome to Help I Sexted My Boss, the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life, aiming to answer your 21st century questions to find solutions to everyday dilemmas. Like, what would you do if your girlfriend tells you she's pregnant on April Fool's Day? Or, what if you fell in love with your best mate's mum? And of course, obviously, what should you do if you've sexted your boss? But we're not your usual agony aunts, are we, William?
No, that voice you hear is Jordan North.
Hiya.
He's a radio DJ by profession and a keen aficionado of a Lancashire hot pot, whatever that is.
An aficionado?
Aficionado.
Is that actually a word?
Yes.
Okay. And sat opposite me is probably the poshest bloke you will ever meet in your life. He's William Hanson, the UK's leading etiquette expert and all-round fuddy-duddy.
Is that a real word?
Yes, it definitely is. Now, William sounds like he's in his 50s going on 60, but he's not. He's actually the same age as me, 27.
I'm 28, actually.
Oh, you're 28?
I think
we should
very much make clear that I'm the senior.
When were you 28?
In September.
Oh, of course you were. Me and William, by the way, are friends. Like, we've been mates for... How many years have we been mates for?
8 years, maybe?
Yeah, since about 2011, haven't we?
Yes, I can remember you were shadowing the team at BBC Radio 5.
That's right, yeah.
And you were sitting at the end of the presenter's desk, and I had come in to talk about something napkin-related, probably.
Yep.
And you were asked to then, you know, escort me out the building at the end of my feature. And, we had a nice chat down the very long corridor. And I thought, well, we won't keep in touch. And unbeknownst to me, here we are.
Yeah, we're still mates. You wouldn't put us together, really, would you? Because we're completely opposite.
No, I took you out for dinner once and you ordered mussels. And anyway, the waiter was starting to prepare your table setting and he brought a finger bowl, as is the thing with mussels and finger food. And he put it in front of you and you looked at him and went, I didn't order the soup.
I thought it was soup.
It was water with a lemon in it.
Well, I thought it were like posh, you know, like cold soup with lemon in.
Consomme.
Is that what that's called? Consomme.
Well, no, but consomme is generally a slightly more translucent consistency.
Okay. But anyway, we're mates, and this podcast is all about helping out you if you've got any problems or troubles.
It is, yes. We are here to give advice. But before we do that, I think we need to settle in. Now, I've brought along...
now we're talking.
A little drink for us to have.
Yep.
You'll notice a bottle of gin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're not just having the gin. Don't touch it. I'll pour. And then we have a bottle of Dubonnet.
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 Spelled D-U-B-O...
Double N.
Double N-E-T.
Correct, yes. It is the Queen Mother's, or it was the Queen Mother's, favourite drink. And I do believe Her Majesty the Queen currently likes it.
Really?
And you mix them together.
Right.
So it's one part Dubonnet and the other part gin.
Okay. Right.
It's my I've had a really bad day drink.
Oh,
so
is
in this instance, I'm just having it earlier than anticipated.
You're not driving home, are you?
No, I'm not.
Dubonnet. Dubonnet. It's like Merlot, isn't it? You know
yes.
what I'm saying?
Now, I should just point out, usually you have this in a nice glass. Sadly, things being what they are here,
there we go.
The budget for this podcast is minimal. We've got them in mugs, which I'm not very happy about, I'll be honest.
Yep.
There's no ice either, no slice of lemon.
Ooh,
now, there's not
smells.
Much, because you won't need it. Taste
right.
it.
Cheers.
No, don't clink.
Why? Just clink.
No, we don't. It's
do you not,
not
it's
clink?
It's
not etiquette. I'll explain that another day.
Okay,
as
do you actually not
that.
Clink? Right.
It goes back to pirates.
So this is my first ever gin de bonnet.
Gin and de bonnet.
Gin and de bonnet. The Queen Mother's favourite drink.
Should we toast the Queen?
To the Queen.
Just say the Queen.
Oh.
The Queen.
The Queen. Oh, no wonder Queen Mum had a moustache. That puts hairs on your chest, that.
I don't think the late Queen Mother had a moustache.
Oh. Oh.
Did you drink it all?
No, I've only had a sip. Do you drink that?
Well, not every day, no.
Oh, really?
Anyway, shall we crash on?
Yes, shall we? So, if you want our help with something on the podcast, then you can tweet us at SextedMyBoss. You can send your tales to help@SextedMyBoss.com.
You couldn't read that word, could you? Trepidation.
Is that what he said?
Yes. Shall I read this?
Yeah,
bit?
Go on, you read that bit. What does it say?
You can send your tales of trepidation to help@SextedMyBoss.com.
I purpose cheers for calling me out there, trepidation.
Let me know if there are any other words over two syllables you want me to help you with.
Or you can write to William, who promises, this is a pinky promise from William, a handwritten reply on his own letterheaded paper. The address is on the website, sextedmyboss.com, and this episode is all about first dates. Now, I went on a first date about 18 months ago, and I'm not good at these because I once shook my date's hand at the end of the evening.
I did that.
Really?
I did.
Are you meant to kiss them or hug them? Or...
Well, you see, it depends how it goes, really. I, on this date, was a very nice Latino gentleman. And they kiss everybody. They kiss you in the supermarket, even if they haven't met you before. And
I cannot imagine you a Latino gentleman.
He was very nice. The date, as it stood, went on very well. And I thought, yes, I'll see him again. And I was going off to China on a work trip.
Yeah.
And I said to him, look, well, tomorrow I go to Shanghai, but it'd be so lovely.
William teaches etiquette across the world anyway, go on.
It'd be so lovely to see you again in a few weeks' time. And I extended my hand and we shook hands. And then when I got back and I messaged him saying, oh, you know, let's go on a second date. He said, oh, well, I thought you just wanted to keep it as friends. And I said, well, why is that? He said, I shook your hand.
You're not meant to shake hands, are you, really?
It's, not, well,
it's very
I think
British.
It is very British, and I still think it was the right thing to do, but I think perhaps I should have... my cross-cultural awareness, I mean, I teach that, really, was fairly low, but I wasn't working. I was in a social capacity, and I perhaps should have realised that maybe at least a hug or just a peck on the cheek.
Did you meet on Grindr?
What?
Come off it like
I was never on that. I was on something for a better class of person called Grander.
Are you joking?
No, it's invitation only.
No, there's no such thing as Grander.
It's for slightly more upmarket people.
Really? Mm. Where would you go on a first date? Where's a good place to go on a first
date?
Well,
I think keep it short.
Okay.
I think keep it short because if it goes terribly wrong, so go for a coffee or something or just a quick... A gin and a bonnet,
yeah.
Perhaps. Don't go for a whole meal.
Okay, could you invite someone round to yours on a first date? Or is that a bit weird?
No, that's a bit, especially in this day and age, that's a
I've
bit
done
alarm
that before.
Bells.
Yeah, is that not good?
Not really, no.
No.
I think from a safety point of view, I wouldn't want to go round, well, I wouldn't want to go round to your house, and I know you, but I wouldn't want to go round to someone's house I'd never met.
If someone invites you round, they're looking for a shag, aren't they, really?
Mm.
Go for a coffee is a good first date.
Go for a nice, yeah.
A mate told me, go to the cinema and then you'd have to speak to him.
Well, what's the point of that?
Well, he's just like, because I like cinema and I go like two times a week anyway, so...
I don't think it's very good for a date.
No?
No.
No? Bowling?
Yes, you could go bowling.
What about a walk?
Yes, I mean, it's fine. Again, you don't want to take them into the woods.
I couldn't, yeah, again,
for
that's
similar
a bit
reasons.
Creepy, isn't it, really? What about, hang on, here we go. Not I've ever done this, a football match.
Well, if you took me to a football match on a date, you definitely wouldn't get a second date, whether we shook hands or otherwise at the end.
What are the three questions you should ask your date then? Right, say I'm going on a date now. Right, let's think of... I'm going on a date. Right, what's the three questions? How was your day is always a good one.
How was your day? Nice open question.
How
what sort of
day
have you had?
Okay, how was your day? What else?
Don't ask them about the job. Ask them, how do they spend a majority of their time?
Spend your time. What are you into?
Well, not like that, because they could misinterpret
that. Not like gimp masks are all... I mean, like,
I don't know what you mean.
Spend your time. Okay, and a third question. Think of a really good question. You can write this down if you're listening as well.
How was your journey here?
No, come on, we can do that. That's boring, that. Yeah, that's well boring.
Oh.
Come on.
I see, we've got input from the gallery, unsolicited advice.
How was your journey? Well, jumped on Metro at 8. Come on, think of another question. How was your day? Spend your time.
Talk about a shared experience. So talk about something in the venue. Gosh, this gin and tabonnet is so lovely.
No. What about like a really corny question, like, if you could have a meal with four celebrities, who would it be?
Yes, or my stock dinner parties a flagging question is, if you were dying tomorrow, what would your last meal be?
You've asked me that before at one of your dinner parties, you cheeky cat. What are you trying to say?
Well, just sometimes it's just the conversation needs pepping up.
William has candlelight suppers and canapé parties, and I've been to many of them over the years.
Made a scene at most of them.
I was going to say, I stuck out like a sore thumb at each and every one of them, haven't I?
Yes, but you're there for what is termed in the media industry balance.
Balance. So we know that today's questions are all about first dates, William. We cannot be held responsible for the nature of the following conversations. So
we've got an envelope in front of us here.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this.
Shall I open it? This is the best bit.
Go on, yes. Go on, shall I have another Debonair? Shall I pour us one?
Please be careful. Ooh. Okay, this is a dilemma that someone has sent in.
This is great. We're just reading questions.
That's enough, thank you.
And getting pissed. My sort of...
Are you ready?
Yes, go for it.
We met about 7. I'd just come from a works drinks do, so was in a buoyant mood.
Pissed.
We were getting on well. We drank a bottle of wine between us in the bar where we met and then went out for an Italian meal, presumably.
Mm-hmm.
After finishing his pizza, he threw up on himself. By this point, I was fairly drunk, so my memory is hazy, but I know it was pretty watery and gross.
Ugh.
I was kind of in shock. This is too much detail. He then dashed to the bathroom to clean himself up while I called for the bill with some urgency. He came back with some excuse about shouldn't mix cheese with wine. And on the way out, he tried to kiss me goodbye. It's a shame because he was quite funny and likeable, but some things you just cannot recover. Help me, please. Where should you draw the line at saying no to the next date? Is it at vomit?
Right. She's saying there now, or he, that if somebody's sick on a date, you probably shouldn't date them again, yeah? Will you agree on that?
If they were sick, as in they were unwell, they were sick because
they had
some sort of... Right. Well, then it would put me off.
So my question now, right, should you put out on a first date? Because she's thinking, do you know what? He's a bit of an idiot. He's been sick, but I might as well put out.
No.
No?
I would even say that you shouldn't even go for what in the vernacular is called a snog on a first date.
I hate that word.
You want them coming back for something more, you know, get them, give an excuse.
Yeah, but
for
I'm
them
saying if you're not going
to
meet
them
for a second, if you know you're not going to go on a second date, but they're all right looking and you're all adults, you think, should we just have sex tonight?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Oh.
No?
I think that's a bit morally dubious.
Is it in this day and age?
Mm.
Really?
Yes.
I mean, we're all grown-ups, right? Okay, all right.
Got another envelope.
No name?
Not on this one. The Tinder date that broke the camel's back.
Ooh,
she messaged me after an hour saying, I think there's something you should know before we meet. After discussing every terrible possibility it could be with my friend, it turned out that she had a 3-year-old child. Oh. No big deal. Oh. Got to the date, awkward introductions. Turns out she's a dental nurse and she's qualified to do the job in any country. I joke, asking why she hasn't moved to Barbados yet, to which she replies, I'd have to murder my fucking baby daddy first. This went into a half-hour tirade against her child's father. Desperately trying to change the subject as she paused for breath, I asked her what being a mum is like, and she seamlessly switched gears into giving me a graphic account of what it's like to give birth, including a detailed analysis of 3 rounds of reconstructive vaginal surgery. I think I had a pretty shocked look on my face because she finished by looking herself up and down and then scowling at me, saying, it's all right now. Staggering. How much life detail is okay to share on a first date?
Wow. I mean, yes. That's a great email. First of all, we should have mentioned this first and foremost. Rule number one, on a first date, don't mention your ex.
No, not at all.
Which I have done before.
Have you?
Yeah. Mm. Don't mention your ex on a first date. Not even on a second or third date.
No, not even 10 dates down the line.
Rule number two, right, and this is a given, and I thought everyone should have known this, don't mention vaginal reconstruction surgery on a first date. No.
It's not appropriate.
No.
It's too much information.
What is that?
Well, I think generally, I mean, the small talk taboo topics, we don't mention sex, money, health, politics and religion. And that one comes under both sex and health.
Sex, money, politics.
Health.
Health.
Religion.
Religion.
I mean, for you, that doesn't leave much.
Hey, I can talk about other things and...
Go on.
But if you're on a date, okay, you'd want to know if they've got a bit of money. Not like, how can I put this?
I think you can tell that in someone's... appearance.
Yeah, you can actually.
I mean, if you're wearing a grey T-shirt.
Yeah. I won't wear this on a first date.
What would you wear?
A shirt. Maybe.
What sort of shirt?
Like a shirt, a nice shirt. I'd buy a new shirt from Topman or something. Mm. Yeah, what would you wear?
I'd wear a shirt.
Yeah. Maybe a jacket, maybe a blazer. Nice coat.
Yeah.
Shoes.
Probably not from Topman, though.
Shoes, you'd wear shoes.
Partially because I'm now in my late 20s as opposed to my early 20s.
What's wrong with Topman when you're 27? No, wrong with Topman when you're 27. Right, what were those rules again?
Don't mention sex.
Sex, let me write this down, come.
Money.
Money, yep.
Politics.
Politics.
Health.
Health.
Health. With an H.
Health.
And religion.
Oh, God, what else can you talk about? Football?
No, don't... Well, certainly not with me. I might fall into a coma.
Would vaginal reconstruction surgery come under sex?
It would come under sex and under health.
Why would you mention that on a first date?
Clearly, I think she needs to go and see a psychologist.
Beggar's belief, and then going on about your psycho ex. Don't mention your ex, are you, Fanny?
No, keep it light, keep it bright, keep it gay.
Yes.
That's generally the rule of thumb.
Should we read another out?
Sitting here with Wordsworth.
What's the posh word for Fanny?
I'm not going to answer that.
Vagina.
Fanny is a character in Jane Austen. Let's put it that way. We have had a Facebook post.
Oh, yeah.
I was at a restaurant with this girl. She had long, straight hair. We had a very nice time until the end of the dinner when she decided to use her long hair as a dental floss.
No.
Her hair was still connected to her head when she did it. Then she wiped her hair with her fingers, flung it back, and proceeded to talk as if nothing was weird about what she had just done. My question to you is, what should you do on a first date when the person opposite you is doing something quite clearly disgusting?
Oh, my God. Why would you do that on a first date? It's like picking your nose. You wouldn't do that on a first date, would you?
No, I think someone's table manners, and I'm going to sort of class that as table manners.
Okay.
Broader sense of the word. Certainly if someone was eating like a pig, then I wouldn't want to go on a date with them.
If someone was eating like a pig, would you say something to them?
No, of course I wouldn't say something to them. I mean, I might slip them my business card at the end of the date. But other than that, I would just clock it. And I think I'm being brutally honest here. I think it is very important how your partner's table manners are. I wouldn't go out with someone that didn't hold their cutlery properly.
That's something you believe strongly in, isn't
it? I do, absolutely, and that's one of the things that I would look for.
So what would you do if the date is using her hair as dental floss?
I would probably call her out on it in a polite way.
Would you?
I would say, well, this is a novel use for your hair.
Are you dental flossing your teeth for your hair? You'd have to say that.
Well, you'd say that, wouldn't you?
You'd be like, I'm sorry, just stop the ride, I want to get off. Are you actually dental flossing your teeth with your hair? Because that is
so weird. You're going to be more upfront about it?
Yeah, you would. With someone like that, that's weird. I mean, if they're doing that on her first, I bet she's into feet and all that kind of stuff.
Just because she flossed her hair with her teeth. I don't think you can jump to that conclusion.
You know, like, she'll have a foot fetish. She'll be into it. I mean, if you're flossing...
I mean, she might be a bit weird, yes. But I would also say, if she's doing that, what's her other sort of personal hygiene and standards like?
Yeah, that's true.
Let's not dwell on that too much.
I bet she doesn't wash her hands when she goes for a wee.
Well, quite.
Or a poo.
And let's move on to our final dilemma.
Let's. Before this de bonnet goes to me head anymore, I'm pissed, mate.
Good evening, William and Jordan. Just a quick message about a terrible first date of mine. It was a blind date and we went for a meal. Everything seemed to be going okay until the bill came. He quickly took out his wallet and said, "There's my half." It may seem like an outdated complaint in this modern day and age, but I'm not ashamed to say that I appreciate old-fashioned values. Mm-hmm. The next day, he wanted to arrange another date. Needless to say, I did not see this gentleman again. The age-old question then, how do we go about paying for the bill in the modern age?
Fantastic question. This is something I believe strongly in.
So many people get worried about this, because, especially if you're British, because it involves finance. And people get very worried about that. And we don't like public displays of money in this country.
It's like my dad was saying to me, like, Americans openly tell each other how much they earn and stuff, don't they? You know, in work.
Well, in Saudis and Russians and Middle Easterns in general.
It's quite a British thing, that. Because you'd never ask anyone at work what they're on.
I finished a talk in 2011 when I first went to China. I had finished a talk in Shenzhen, just outside of Hong Kong. And
you're very well travelled.
Thank you. And a man came up to me and said, "Oh, thank you very much for the talk. How much do you earn in a month?"
Right.
Yes.
And what did you say?
Well, I passed out.
How much do you earn in a month?
Don't be rude.
Is it rude? See, I'd never actually ask.
I wouldn't talk about that with my best friend. I wouldn't talk about that with some man I've met halfway across the world.
Whereabouts in China was that?
Shenzhen.
Shenzhen? Outside Hong Kong?
Yes.
I've never even been to Alton Towers, never mind China.
Well, if you do go, the Langham, very nice hotel in Shenzhen.
Okay. Black and white, who should pay for the bill? Should the gentleman pay for the bill?
If it's a man and a woman, then yes, on the first date, conventionally, the man should pay.
I agree, definitely.
We found something we agree on.
Yes, I definitely agree with that. Same-sex couples.
Whoever initiated the date.
Right. So
if I said to you, Jordan, let's go down, let's go to the Savoy Grill, then I would pay.
Yeah.
Whereas if you had said to me, come on, William, let's go to McDonald's.
Yeah.
You would pay.
So I won't take you McDonald's. I'll take you pizza at least. So if I offered you out... get it sorted. If I offered you out on a date, I'd have to pay.
If you offered me out, were you my pimp?
No. If I offered you out on a date...
If you asked me out...
If I asked... That's the word I'm... that's the word I'm looking for. If I asked you out on a date, I would be the person that had to pay.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree with that. So that's really good. I don't know about you, if you're listening.
I mean,
I've learnt loads today.
If the date went terribly...
Yeah.
And it was a first date, then perhaps you could split the bill.
Okay.
If there was zero chance of another date. But other than that, man pays.
So the proper etiquette way, is that the right thing? Mm. Okay.
It'll do.
To summarise, the proper way, and I'm glad we've ended on this, to pay for a bill is, if it's a man and a woman, the gentleman should pay.
On the first date.
On the first date. If it's a same-sex couple...
Whoever initiated. Correct.
Okay. Yeah. I believe in that. Even in 2018, I believe that, you know, the gentleman should pay.
So have you learned something?
Yes.
I have learned all sorts of things, such as if we were going to go on a date together, you'd take me to Pizza Hut.
Yep. Or Pizza Express if you're lucky.
Or Pizza Express.
If it's a Wednesday and I've got a voucher, you're definitely going there.
Oh, hey, big spender. Would we have a sloppy Giuseppe?
I beg your pardon?
Would we have a sloppy Giuseppe?
If you want a sloppy Giuseppe, yeah, you're more than welcome to one.
If he's free. So don't forget, if you want our help with something else, then you can tweet us at SextedMyBoss.
Or you can email us help@sextedmyboss.com. You can just get in touch if you need advice on anything, any particular problems, anything you've wanted to ask the UK's leading etiquette expert, anything you want to ask me, although I don't really know. I could help you.
For dinner, you know, yeah. Anything.
Tweet us at SextedMyBoss, email help@sextedmyboss.com. And if you liked our podcast, if you liked Help I Sexted My Boss with me, Jordan North, and my good friend William Hanson, do tell your friends and give us a rating.
Yes, that would be jolly nice.
William has promised to streak across Buckingham Palace lawn every time we get a 5-star rating.
I absolutely have not. I think that perfectly clear.
Would you do that?
No, I would not.
Would you do it for a grand?
Goodbye.
Next time on Help, I Sexted My Boss.
I could have been an etiquette coach if only I was born a total fucking bellend.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.